fix different moves. Some of them is fixing like an X, you know, they call it a picket fence, you know, up and down. It's planks there, but they got it an X leg, you know, type on top of them planks. It's just a, you know, a shovel, but it's pretty.
Have you ever seen any walls or fences or anything like that made out of loose stone or rock around here? What about the stuff that your best dishes are made of? You call that your
charity?
Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that that you might put under a hen to try to get it to lay? Real egg.
Yeah. Artificial egg.
Yes. My mother-in-law used to have lots of that,
I know that people used to raise a plant. It would grow. And they would use them for those artificial eggs and put them in hen nests and take all the eggs out and leave that in there for what they call a nest egg.
Oh yeah. Well, what about if you were going to milk your cows? What would you take with you to catch your milk in?
A bucket, what you call it, would be a pail.
So is a pail and a bucket the same thing?
Yeah. Just use that for, you know, a certain purpose of milking in.
Well, what about this thing that you might keep around your kitchen to throw scraps in or something like that for your hog?
I call it a garbage can, a slop
bucket.
Slop bucket. Yeah. Well, what about this thing that you would use in the kitchen to fry eggs or ham in or something like that?
Skillet.
Do you skillet? Frying pan.
Of course, now your frying pan is a lighter metal than your skillet is.
Did either one of them have legs?
Some of them do.
Yeah, they're
old type.
They had legs on them. Some of them are called ugners. They had legs on there along just by the size of a skillet, and it had a lead top to it. The older people used to cook on them. They make up the dough, cut out the biscuits, put in there and put that top on it and put it down at the fireplace. And just put them hard, the embers under it and on top of that oven, and it'll brown your bread just like it would in a cook stove.
Have you ever heard people call that a spider or something like that, or a baker?
Yeah.
Well, what about, you were telling me yesterday about these big black wash pots sometimes you see out back. Is there anything that's like a pot except might be a little smaller that you could use inside? I don't know, maybe a bowl of tea in, might have a spout, you know, something like that?
Yes, pot.
Coal pot, then you got the
tea cup.
These cook pots, which you cook very, because most people now have a cook vessels, but the old regular pot that they cooked in that we raised on, we have one of them at the house down now. Just like your wash pot is, you put it on the cook stove or any of your heat systems to cook, and food get much better out of them than aluminum thing now.
If you went out and picked some flowers or something like that, what would you call the thing that you'd put the flowers in and put up on your mound or something like that?
Vase.
That'd be your vase. Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between a vase and the thing that you might grow your flowers in?
Yeah.
What you grow your flowers in would be flower pot.
Be your vase, what you put water
in. You'd have them sitting on a dresser, you know, and sit flowers in on a table, watching them going around in the house, decorate flowers. Your vase, and then your